Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
The Doug Good Day program. Lots of action in this hour of the program, not the least of which a conversation on celebrity hacking. You'll recall earlier this week that the First Lady was hacked. Mitt Romney's been hacked. Tiger Woods has been hacked. A lot of people who are well known have been hacked galore. So the warning goes out.
I haven't been hacked.
Well,
you're not a big enough celebrity yet, apparently.
We can work on that.
Everybody loves me.
Anyway, so we'll get Stephen J.J. Wiseman's advice to you. Keep yourself protected. If they can get hacked, you can get hacked. So that's a problem that we need to deal with. Meanwhile, speaking of problems, there are a lot of young men and women, teenagers, who are being, I don't know if victimized is the right word here, Jennifer, or not. Car accidents are the number one cause of death for youngsters between the ages of 16 and 19. And the reason for that is, well, there are a myriad of problems. But I think that we ought to talk about what the problem is and how it may vary depending on where you are in the country.
Well, this is an interesting story, and the reason that it's very timely this week is that since Sunday, 15 teenagers have died in major car accidents around the U.S. And the way it breaks down, this is major accidents. You just don't count the ones that don't make the national news. So you have 6 that died crashing into a pond in Ohio. 5 died when they crashed into a tanker truck in Texas. The images there are unbelievable. 4 died when they crashed into a creek in Illinois. And then you also have the ones that didn't make national news, like a Colorado teen died when he drove into the side of a mobile home, or a couple of kids ran stop signs and collided head on. It just, the list goes on and on and on. And typically, I think our first instinct is to blame text messaging and cell phones and distraction. Well, it is distraction, but it seems that the fatality rate goes up depending on how many people under 21 are in the car with your teen. It's really, I mean, the numbers are really staggering. AAA did a survey last year, actually, that said fatality rates went up 44% with one passenger under 21 years old, doubled with 2 passengers, and quadrupled when kids had 3 or more passengers under 21 in their car.
All right, so does it make a difference whether you're in a city, whether you're in the suburbs, or whether you're in rural America?
They don't divide that out, that's for sure, but they do say it's always what it has a pattern where it's a group of teens heading nowhere in particular late at night and going fast. Mm-hmm. Which could probably be done anywhere.
Crazy if you let your kid drive with one or more other kids, teenagers their age in the car. Well, it's total distraction.
There are a couple of different reasons on this, Richie. One of them is that children ought not to have their own cars. Period. End of story. The fact that men and women buy their children cars is the height of laziness, because the parents don't want to go out and drive them from one event to another, so they get them a car. What kind of the car is an awesome responsibility. It's expensive. How do you give a 16 or 17-year-old that responsibility, no matter whether they've been taught to be responsible or not? They're 16 years old, for God's sake.
Want to know the difference? I got a car when I was 16, but I had to pay for it. And that was the big thing, because when it's something that you own and that you're dumping your own money into, all of a sudden it becomes something you're taking care of a little bit more.
I wouldn't have allowed my children to have a car of their own. And they didn't until they were in college.
I didn't
college.
Find it neither. I've maintained for the longest time that we have stuff in reverse. Yeah. That in this country, the drinking age should be 16 and the driving age should be 21.
Well,
let them get good at drinking before you let them get behind the wheel.
If you look at European countries, kids learn to drink socially.
Yeah,
they
true.
Learn yep. to drink at yeah. the table with their parents, at dinner, with their families. You don't have the type of overuse of alcohol.
Well,
and alcohol consumption.
So drunk not taboo.
There's another side to this.
As you do here. And you also don't have kids driving around in Europe the way they do here.
No, they No, you don't. They take public transportation.
Exactly.
Around. But
exactly.
One of the things that really is stark here in all of this discussion, and we do tend to easily blame it on technology. They all have their iPads or their iPods or their iPhones and then texting and messaging and all that other stuff. But there's a fundamental difference in the way children are raised and what they're taught about their responsibility. And the nanny state that we live in, we talk about the government taking care of things. Children are not learning how to be responsible
very
and
coddled.
Take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The parents keep patting them over the head, rubbing them on the belly. And
you're good at everything, little Johnny.
Yeah, it does not work. Mm-hmm. And it's proving itself to be this is disaster. This is a public disaster that needs to be addressed. So anyway, if we can give some people consciousness lessons, that would be good as well, along with driving lessons. In a moment, Stephen J. Wiseman. Stephen J.J. is here to help us not get hacked. That's next on Good Day.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Powered VA Speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Quarter past the hour on Good Day. Jennifer, Roberta, Ken, Richie, and now Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is in charge of the legal department on the Good Day program. He visits with us. He's a college professor. He's one of the leading experts in the country on scams and identity theft. And if you go to his various websites like scamaside.com, you'll see how dedicated he is to informing you about the dangers of scams, hacking, and more hacking. Michelle Obama, Donald Trump, Mitt Romney, Tiger Woods, a number of other celebrities this week. So what does that tell us about the safety or lack thereof of using anything that's on the web?
You know, it is dangerous out there, and all you can do is the best that you can. But this particular one, scam, brought a lot of kind of interesting attention to this particular issue. What happened was 23 various celebrities, public officials, politicians, whatever, had a lot of intense personal information, where they were banking, what their accounts were, their telephone numbers, everything, put up online, apparently by Russian hackers. And the thing is that it was so easy to be done. And what happened, what isn't generally being reported, is there's a site called annualcreditreport.com, and this is where you, I, anyone can go for our free copy of our credit report from each of the three credit reporting agencies. And it's an important thing to do at least annually.
Because they're all wrong most of the time. Yeah, that's why you need to check it, because they're mostly wrong.
So there is a lot of mistakes. I've never seen one that didn't have mistakes in it. But what happened is the hacker exploited a flaw in the system to be able to get at all of the credit reports with all of that information that was there. And here's what it is. They started out, they had to get their Social Security number, and that's always the key to everything. But frankly, for someone born before 2011, you can actually use various kinds of mathematical formulas, if you know where the person was born, to get a pretty good indication of what a Social Security number might be. It still appears in various sources, and there are websites and investigators that will still provide this kind of access. So they got that, but then you go to the site, and you have to answer four questions that are supposedly questions that you couldn't get if you just stole someone's wallet. So I went on my own, and it came up, which bank, it was a multiple choice, which bank did I not have an account with, which was not a recent previous phone number of mine,
Uh-oh. Somebody hacked him.
Well, there's a possibility.
The hackers have gotten to Steve.
All right, let's see if we can find him again. Meanwhile, stand by for these words.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
All right, so we found Steve Wiseman. He did get hacked, but we've got him unhacked. So let's finish that story for a moment, Steve.
Yeah, you've got the four questions. They're multiple choice. All of the three use the same questions. And so what you can do is you can basically try it two or three times on each of them and figure by process of elimination which are the questions that you need, what are the answers. You plug that in, and suddenly you have every bit of information about someone. And this you can do for just about anyone. So the system is tough enough anyway, but this is a terrible flaw.
All right, we got about 30 seconds for the income tax identity theft scam that goes on every year about this time as we do our taxes.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. Identity thieves file an income tax return, use your Social Security number, then you get hung up. The IRS will take about a year to get you your money back. But one of the key things is they dummy up a phony W-2, so suddenly I'm getting $1 million refund. However, the IRS doesn't match up the W-2s with what the employers send until June or July. So they're basically setting it up for the identity thieves. So the IRS talking about what a great job they're doing on it, just the opposite.
Your 5% appear too small. Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
That was number one during this week in 2001. I just remember Madonna.
Doesn't mean you have to like it.
Tell me. No, doesn't mean you have to like it. I like a lot of her stuff. This isn't one of them. What do you remember about your life when this was pop, the hit, Jennifer?
I liked this song a lot. What year was it?
2001.
Yeah. Oh, well, 2001. We were still living naively because 9/11 hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, we were.
So life was a lot different.
Yeah. Coming up, Dr. Jay Kumar, finding out whether God is in your brain or not.
He's the voice.
He's the voice, yes, exactly. All right, so for those of you who are afraid to go into the water because the news media makes you think every beach in the summertime is like Jaws, there are the shark attacks. There are the myriad of shark attacks, and they're handled in different ways. Here's the story of a man from Australia who saved some children, and he got an interesting reward, Richie.
Paul Marshallsea, 62 years old, and his 56-year-old wife, Wendy, told their work, their office, the Pant and Dalles Boys and Girls Club in Wales in the UK, that they had to take some leave for work-related stress in January. Well, the problem is that later he spotted on a viral video wrestling a shark in shallow water as it approached children, pulling them. He grabbed it, pulled it in the other direction, and it was captured by a local news crew in Australia. And to get it back to the London Telegraph, they hail him a hero. His work says, well, whilst unfit, you were well enough to travel to Australia and wrestle a shark and grab him away and jump over him. You're fired. Both him and his wife. They had worked there at the Boys and Girls Club for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
That's nice. A children's charity, huh?
Yeah.
Nice way to look at it.
Story at DougStephan.com today. Speaking of thank you, you're gone. Here is in one of the suburban Chicago communities, a baseball team, youth baseball team, mostly high school kids, needs to raise money. And they they had conventional raffles, didn't make much money. So now one of the parents of one of the players has decided, according to the story that's posted today at DougStefan.com, decided to sell one of the father's AR-16 rifle. What's an AR versus an AK? I would first like to know the difference between an AK.
They both sound dangerous.
They do.
Yeah, I can't tell you, but
AKs are in rap videos. ARs, I do not know. Yeah. But they always talk about their AKs in rap songs.
Yeah. All right. So they only won last
rap
year.
Expert here.
Yeah. People participating in the raffle last year made $10. That was it. And so now this the father runs a gun shop. He provided the league with an AR-15 to raffle off. And league officials say their baseball equipment needs are so bad that they would take anything. So the fact this guy's putting up a gun to be sold for these boys doesn't make any difference, because the end result, so they say, is that we'll get the money that we need to keep the team going.
Which is a good thing.
Well, is this appropriate? Selling a rifle like this, which is controversial and banned, frankly, in some states, to get money.
Is it illegal?
Is it illegal? Apparently not in Illinois, otherwise there wouldn't be all this publicity.
Yeah, so?
So if it's legal, it's okay.
Hey, the bottom line is the kids, I mean, if you're selling drugs to raise money to get your kids a new baseball uniforms, I don't know, but I guess this is legal, so does that make it right?
Yeah, I remember asking my father that about his income tax. When I was about 14 years old, Dad, do you cheat on your income tax? He said, no. I said, how do you know? He says, if it's legal, it's ethical.
Right.
And therefore, if it's legal, I do whatever.
There you go.
Yeah.
You just answered the question.
That's the lesson. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago, and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
We're known for our unheard-of low prices, but they just got even lower at Lumber Liquidators Big Laminate Flooring Sale. All Dream Home laminates are an incredible 20% off, and get 10% off other click floors, including pre-finished hardwood, hand-scraped hardwood, and vinyl wood plank. If it clicks, you save up to 20%. But don't wait. These deals will not last. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Big Laminate Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it true.
33 after the hour now. Doug's Good Day program, the Good Day Show with Roberta Fasanelli, who's going to take us on a wild trip. Hold on to your gas. Jennifer Horn is here. She does not have any gas. Sans gas. Ken Kessler, I can't speak to what his story is. Richie has lots of gas. And and people accuse me of having a lot of gas, which I think is outrageous.
You're gassy, guy.
Yeah.
You're gas, man.
You just have hot air, that's all.
Dr. Jay Kumar is going to help you understand your brain and your passion for an almighty connection.
Do you hardwired? Is God hardwired into our brains? Brain.
Meanwhile, Roberta found a commercial in France where the husband is constantly harping on his wife for using so much paper. And how does she turn the table on him, Roberta? Gotta see the video of the day.
He's going after her, and he keeps showing her easier way to do things on an iPad. So finally, he's in the John, and he runs out of toilet paper, and he calls out to his wife. So what does she do? She gets back at him. She puts a roll of toilet paper on the iPad, a picture of it, and slides the iPad under the door.
Nice.
So it seems like she's reading a book, and he looks at her and goes, and shows her the iPad with the e-book on it, you know, stuff like that. So finally... Yeah. So, no substitute for the real thing.
All right. So, also, For whatever the reason, people on planes seem to be concerned about the amount of gas coming from the cockpit. Why would that be?
Or just passing gas on planes. Because as you know, when you fly, you tend to get more gassy. And there's a reason for that. Because as you go further up in the air pressure gets less. And whatever air is inside your body tends to expand. And it's got to go somewhere.
Woo-hoo!
Right? And so they're saying if you're a passenger, a new study done by the New Zealand Medical Journal says if you're a passenger, by all means, go ahead. Because you could get gastrointestinal distress and heartburn.
Let it loose.
I'd like to take that guy who did that study and put him on a plane next to people passing gas.
Yeah, really.
You keep your mouth shut, buddy.
But they said, however, if you're a pilot, passing gas in the cockpit could be a potential safety hazard for the airplane and for all the passengers on board.
Why in the world can it be a safety hazard?
Well, they said what they say is that the co-pilot may be affected by the odor, and it could reduce safety on board the flight.
Oh, come on.
Everybody this is also true at Taco Bell, by the way.
Everybody remembers sitting at the parking lot of the Taco Bell with your friends when you're 16 or 17 years old in the car in the winter with the windows rolled up. You're eating the Taco Bell. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Loose.
Right.
Ugh.
And
throwing up.
Nobody ever passed out, okay? Not from
the but what they found also is depending on what class of service you're in, that if you're in coach class and you pass gas, it tends to be less offensive. And the reason is because
you're
class,
in steerage.
Coach class has cloth seats, and the cloth seats tend to absorb the gas. If you're in first class and you're in the leather seats dissipate the gas.
Slides right through.
The most important stories of the day are on today.
Can you believe next we're going to talk about whether God is hardwired into your brain?
Your brain.
Wow.
God has gas.
Dr. Jake Umar with us in a moment on Good Day.
Your classic, Roberta.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy. And now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend. Decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13 when the Warburg customer while supplies last.
Discover card.
So that's it, I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Spring is just around the corner, and you'll be spending far more time outside. Whether you're going for a walk to enjoy the warmer weather, heading out to dinner with girlfriends, or packing for a spring getaway. Justine Santanello, New York City-based beauty and fashion expert.
I love to get up and go during the spring season. Having a good deodorant to give me the protection and care I need is a must-have. That's why Dove Ghost Sleeveless Deodorant is the perfect choice for me.
Why does it stand out from others?
Dove Ghost Sleeveless Deodorant is formulated to give women softer, smoother underarms in just 5 days. It's the only deodorant on the market with vitamins E and F and Dove 1/4 moisturizers, providing care for underarm skin. Plus, it's clinically proven to soothe shaving irritation and provides 48-hour odor and wetness protection. Not to mention it's available in a variety of light fragrances. What more could we ask for?
For more information, visit Dove.com.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion.
Now, 40 minutes after the hour, 20 before the new hour, Dr. Jay Kumar, who has some great posts on Facebook. You should follow him through us or through his own Jay Kumar website, connected to him, facebook.com/, I think it's / Jay Kumar, isn't it, Jay?
Dr. Jay Kumar.
Doctor, actually. Can't leave that out. Yeah. All right. The connection that we all have to the Almighty, whether a lot of attention to religion, and in my mind there's not much connection between religion and God or infinite intelligence or the force or whatever you want to use to connect with the power that is greater than we are. But there's a lot of dancing around with regard to this as to whether we have to feel connected to something outside ourselves, whether we are, as you put it, hardwired to have a power to acknowledge something that is better or greater than we are. Do people who believe have a different wiring system than those who do not believe?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I thought this would be a really fun topic and timely one, given yesterday's election of the Pope and, you know, this reason why religion is so important in human society and in all human cultures. You know, you pose a really great question, Doug, and I'll answer this question for those of you who you know, might not know. I'm a professor of both religion and neuroscience, so this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. Like, why is it that humans are the only species across every culture and every society that we know, every culture, human culture, has a religious belief system of some sort. And that's one thing that distinguishes humans from other animals, per se. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't matter if you're an atheist or don't believe in a God, or if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, a Hindu, a Buddhist, the same neural mechanisms, the same areas in your brain fire regardless of what your religious faith is. And here's the great thing. You know, I'm going to ask you, Doug or Jennifer or Roberta or Rich, do you all have a religious belief system? Do you all believe in a higher power? Just out of curiosity.
Well, yes. Let's clarify
yes,
that.
Yes, I do.
If you believe in a higher power, that doesn't mean you have a religious belief. Religion,
correct.
In my mind, is commercial, industrial, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, right. Muslim, Hindu, all that stuff, which
right.
is not, as far as I'm concerned, no,
religion.
It doesn't bring you
right.
closer to God at all.
Right. Religion is an institution, per se, and you...
Man-made.
Man-made. It's you're right. It's a man-made, dogmatic institution, and I'm not going to go into the politics behind it, but what I'll say, and I think, all of you, Roberta, I think Rich and, Doug, you mentioned this, we can still have a spiritual connection to something divine. And it doesn't necessarily have to be through a religious lens, a specific religious lens. And this is the real crux of the beauty about the human brain. Only in the past few years have we been able to really map the human brain and see where in the human brain does this ability to connect to divinity and this ability to really experience a higher power. We can now measure this in the brain. And here's the wonderful thing. They did a recent study and showed that the same part of your brain that battles with a moral dilemma. So let's say, for example, a hypothetical scenario. You're posed the moral dilemma, and you have no idea what to do. The same part of your brain that fires when you're wrestling with a real deep moral or ethical issue, it's the same part of your brain that fires when you have a religious experience or a spiritual experience. And you're wondering, well, what's the connection between those two? Well, here's what it is. Humans are the only species we know so far that really have the ability to have morals and ethics. We believe that the ability to connect with the divine power or divine presence or having a spiritual connection has helped humans survive.
Right.
It's helped us. It's an evolutionary strategy that's helped the human species survive, so we can establish a moral and ethical foundation in our lives that helps the species survive. How about that?
Help me understand moral and ethical. I mean, you look at animals, you look at dog packs, you look at dogs, our best friends, and it seems that they have morals. Do they not?
Well, standards.
Well, they have morals and ethics are moral about, you know, animals would have maybe standards, but a dog wouldn't really know the distinction of good versus evil.
Right. I'm with Jay on this. I think animals have instincts, but I don't know necessarily if they have morals.
What's the difference between instincts and morals?
Instincts are survival and primal.
Yeah.
Instincts like running away from a fire. Okay, that's a primal instinct we all have. Every animal has that. Every mammal at least has that instinct to run away from a fire or know when it's in danger. It doesn't necessarily know that killing, something is wrong or doing something, the distinction between good and evil. Like, say, for example, humans know, most humans will know that it's not a very good thing to kill someone else. Murder someone.
I don't know. Would you consider that morality? Would you consider that something
survival.
That's instilled in us socially? I think given different circumstances, we would kill each other really easily.
But here's what I'm getting at, Roberta.
Depends on who it is, Roberta.
The reason why we don't do that is because there's a part of the brain that's developed evolutionarily that has helped us to understand the distinction between good versus evil. And the same part of your brain that connects to morals and ethics is the same part of your brain that helps you, that believes in a higher power, that believes that there's something else, that we are all part of something greater. There's something greater that's driving us as a species to experience the beauty of life.
Hmm. Well, you know, when you think about it, no matter how far you go back to ancient cultures and we study them, they all have a connection to, I guess you could call it, the unseen world. And in some cases, they believed more in the unseen world than in the seen world. So there's got to be something there that's built in that goes beyond learning or modern culture or anything like that.
Okay. Roberta gets an A in the class because she's on the mark on this.
Pet. She's always
she's my favorite. Gotta admit it. But anyway,
aww. I love you too.
We're chopped liver over here.
Doesn't say much for your ability to.
I don't know. When I see one dog grab a wounded dog and pull him off of the street so he doesn't get killed, that says something to me. I don't know.
Well, but that's not morals. That's actually compassion. That's a little bit, and that's something that's a whole different mechanism in the brain.
All right. Dr. Jay Kumar, check out his website and follow him on Facebook. It's a way for us to think about the duality. And that's something that the people, I think, who are philosophers have been arguing about or talking about for years.
It's fascinating stuff.
It really is. It's as you put our complexities together, we are a fascinating race. Human beings are fascinating. It's 11 before the hour, and good day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 33.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Good Day program. Joining us now is our friend Tom Kreidler, your friend too, because he has terrific ideas on how to improve things in your home. And now that spring is less than a week away, the first day, full day is a week from today, in fact. So we have Tom to focus on spring cleaning. But then there are those calls and letters and notes that come in to Tom, questions on things like garbage disposers and what do you do if your house has a fire? I actually fire on the farm. I'll tell you about that in a moment. So Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is here. We'll get into the news. It'll help you out in just a moment.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. There are more than 27 million small businesses in the U.S. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, word of mouth remains the most popular marketing tactic for the 79% of small business owners who actively market their business. Small professional practices, like doctors, lawyers, and accountants, rely on word-of-mouth recommendations even more heavily than most businesses. Joe DiNicola works exclusively with these professional practices as Practice Solutions Executive for Bank of America.
When it comes to professional
professional practices, the importance of word of mouth cannot be understated. We found in our research that 97% of the new client marketing is done by word of mouth. Most of us look to our friends and family for recommendations on a physician, dentist, veterinarian, CPA, or lawyer. We're looking into these professional services. People rely on the opinions of those they trust, and our research confirms it.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/practice solutions.
Tom Kreidler, half of the Money Pit. The other half is Leslie Segretti. They're on the air every weekend. You might want to check them out at moneypit.com. You'll find them through dougsteffen.com. Here's listener Bradley, who wants to install a garbage disposal, but he's got a septic tank. Are the two compatible? I sure hope so, because I've had a garbage disposal in my septic tank for 45 years.
Yeah, you know, and there's two schools of thought on that. Sometimes if you ask the plumbers and then also the guys that clean those systems, they'll say, no. But I know plenty of folks just like you, Doug, that have never had a problem with it.
No.
I will say, though, that if you're concerned, there's types of septic disposers that grind the waste up to a finer pulp, so to speak, that are more septic system friendly. So there is an option if you use the right equipment.
Do you ever look in the distribution box or out in the box itself in a septic system? You're a home inspection guy. Did you ever look into those things and see?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
The gray water is an interesting reality, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why I find that fascinating. The term.
But only a farmer and a home inspector would find what flows through a septic system to be interesting.
All right, let's find out what Morton, Illinois needs. His house was built in the 80s, has prefabricated trusses in the attic, wants to move some of the old toys around up there, but have been told it isn't a good idea. Why would that be?
Well, because with trusses, remember, the bottom beam of the truss, it's called the cord, it's only a 2x4. And so if you have insulation in the attic, like most do, especially homes in the 80s, if you put stuff up there, you're going to squish the insulation, and that means it's not going to insulate properly. So if you want to store it in a house that has trusses, you've got to build some sort of a platform up above the insulation. You could put some horizontal beams, like lightweight beams, like, again, 2x4s, up on higher on the trusses, across four or five of them, and then put some platform material over that so that you create a lifted storage platform above the insulation. You don't want to squish it because it's not going to work. If you put too much weight on there in between the trusses, you're going to come right through the ceiling.
It's interesting. My house has 2x6s and 2x8s on the bottom rung of the truss, and then we have plywood on top. We have that blown-in insulation, and then on top of that we have some plywood to be able to walk up there. But there's a lot of, like, the ceiling fan. You've cut a hole in the ceiling for that, and that weakens the structure around it for sure. You've got
to
be careful.
Yeah, well,
that's
another point, Doug. You have to be very careful about cutting trusses. You can't just cut them like you would cut a typical ceiling joist.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hello. Good night.
I remember one time seeing a house as a home inspector where a guy was telling me about his storage project, and I went up in the middle of the house, and the middle of all the trusses was sliced right out.
Here's a danger warning. Last night, we have a cabin on the farm. Edgar, who ran my farm for 14 years, lived there. His wife was still there till last night. They have a wood stove, and the stove caused a fire in the attic because the wrapping around the stove had evidently worn out, so that the house is the cabin is now a complete total wreck.
Really? Oh, no. The day after she moves? Oh, she didn't move out yet.
She moved out after that.
Oh, that's a shame.
But that's something, a warning. My God, you got to be careful of that stuff, especially in older
homes. Wood stoves are extremely, they burn extremely hot, and that's far too common.
Be careful of that. Check it out if you have something like that going through one of the roofs. Get an inspector. It's 59 after on Good Day.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your as well as the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.